Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Just got done running a diagnostic on my drone.
Why are you diagnosing it already?
Because it got caught by a bird today while I was flying.
Oh.
And then I lost complete control of it and ended up having to go drone hunting today.
That sounds fun.
For the most part, if you consider walking almost 5.5 miles on your lunch break and one of your other breaks to be fun, then yes.
Sorry, I forgot to put the /S.
Wait, what?
/S and sarcasm.
Oh, wow. I feel really stupid for not getting that. So yeah, whatever caught it up in the air, hit it hard enough to actually destroy half of the propeller.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, when I was up
there. Did you get it on video?
No, I was doing stills. I wasn't doing video recording. Yeah, and my reflexes weren't good enough either. All I know is I was sitting there flying, and the next thing I know, I'm looking at the viewfinder on my iPhone, and it's like, holy those are feet. I mean, talons, feet, same thing.
Bird feet.
Right, yeah, bird feet. And so my drone got attacked by a bigger bird at 270 feet in the air.
Cool.
And it was
now
enough
you can
of
say it survived a battle.
It did survive a battle and landed gracefully, apparently. But the initial attack was enough to send it just going straight off into the horizon. And the only thing that kept it from continuing to go straight was it hit the battery limit that's programmed into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to return to home. The bad part is when it hit that battery limit, it didn't have enough battery to keep broadcasting to the remote. So it sent the last GPS coordinates.
And then continued to fly.
Right. So I ended up finding the drone about 3/4 of a mile from the last GPS coordinates. So
was
it
at least in a straight path?
Yeah, it was a straight path. But whatever attacked it, hit it hard enough to corrupt the SD card and fragment a good chunk of the internal hard drive. Yet somehow the GPS still tried to return to the home point.
Huh.
And it was still able to perform a graceful landing.
With a broken propeller.
Yeah, running on 3 propellers. Well, 3.3 propellers. I'm sending you a picture on Discord. That would be the patch of grass that the drone landed in. I'm the blue dot, and the white circle is where the drone gave its last coordinates.
That's a decent distance.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent distance. I mean, I spent the entire lunch break just scouring that entire field and just trying to find the drone the whole time and didn't find it. And then I was like, I'm going to take my last break and I'm going to walk. And so I just went in a straight line from the home point to, well, where I found the drone.
You're lucky it didn't land on the road.
I am. I'm lucky it didn't land on someone's car.
That too.
That was actually my biggest worry. I was like, well, did the drone actually land on something? But got lucky. It was sitting about 20 feet from the road. But cool. The flight recorder's corrupted. Every picture I've taken over the last 2 days is corrupted. So literally the last flight log I have is from yesterday.
Hmm.
And that was when I was doing a test flight before I started taking pictures for my team at work. So there's that.
Gotta watch out for those big birds.
I'm just trying to think what was going through the bird's head. It's like
food.
Yeah, but food suddenly turns into what the hell is this thing?
Yeah, but it doesn't know that at that time.
Well, I'm just glad I recovered the damn thing. And that I had extra propeller blades. How was your day?
Busy. Been working on a go live since Monday.
A what?
A go live.
I'm guessing that's when the project you've been working on goes live?
Yeah.
Oh. Care to share?
Well, we had a... So the client... I've been involved with several go lives for this client. They have multiple sites across the country.
Okay.
And so we've been bringing them up one by one. And there's always a couple little issues that come through when we do the data migrations. So data migrations are a fun thing to dig through when there's an issue.
And so it's just been keeping you rather busy.
Yep.
Wow. And it happens every time with this client?
Not every time. I mean, it's different things every time.
Ah.
I don't even remember what this time was.
Was it enough to make you want to grab a drink when you got home?
Yeah, I had a gin and tonic.
Okay, then that was bad.
Actually, no, the gin and tonic was good.
Fair enough. I got my laptop last week.
And?
I had to completely reinstall the operating system within 24 hours of owning it.
Was it because it was full of bloatware or because you broke it?
Windows.
So it was full of bloatware?
No, surprisingly enough, there was no bloatware on there. CyberPower did a great job getting rid of the bloatware. But Windows released a cumulative update that foobarred the Wi-Fi in it, like the actual onboard Wi-Fi card.
Hmm.
Yeah. So within 24 hours of getting it, I had it fully set up. I was in the middle of actually working on, I think it was Hypothetical. It was one of the shows. And partway through editing the show, wait, no, it was Philosophical. That's what I was working on. And partway through editing the show, I noticed that I'm no longer connected to Wi-Fi because Pro Tools started at me. And I go to re-enable the Wi-Fi, and it no longer recognizes the Wi-Fi card. So I'm like, okay, I do the typical thing and I start rolling back stuff. And I literally have every program uninstalled on the laptop and it's still. So I take a look, and about the same time it happened is when Windows started installing an update. So I'm like, okay, I'll roll back the update. Roll back the update, still foobar. So I'm like, don't care. Wipe the hard drive.
You turned off automatic updates yet?
That update was going to happen no matter what.
Why?
It was a cumulative update for the motherboard. Intel and Windows obviously don't feel it necessary to talk to each other about updates before they release them to the public. Oh,
no, that would make everybody's life easier.
Exactly. So what I had to do was I had to use Windows Media Player as a sacrificial goat. So I tried installing the update, then installing programs. No dice. I tried installing the drivers for the Wi-Fi card, then installing the update. No dice. So then I was like, okay, let's take a third program that I don't care about getting corrupted during install, and let's put it on there. So I did all three installations at the exact same time. The driver, the Windows update, and Windows Media Player. The driver and the update corrupted the living out of the Windows Media Player install, but they both separately installed perfectly, and it works.
So have you turned off automatic updates yet?
No.
Do it.
It's not that.
Thank me later.
Well, okay. It's not that I haven't turned off automatic updates. I have turned off the do it by itself, but I have changed it to warn me and let me say no at least 50,000 times before you even download them onto my motherboard. And yes, I realize I said motherboard when I meant hard drive.
What method did you use to turn it off?
Command prompt.
Okay, so it's a group policy then.
Yeah. Dude, I grew up working on Macs. If I can't do it in Terminal and Command Prompt, then I'm not going to do it.
I was just checking because some people think they have it turned off, but then they just kind of like, it's the Microsoft turn off and not the actual like turn off.
No, this is I immediately went in the command prompt and I was like, no, we're pulling up the directory for the update directory. And it's like, yep, we're going to go ahead and turn that off. We're going to turn that off. Let's go ahead and run this command really quick. And we're done. So
I have to do it on work machine because I can't have Windows decide, oh, right now is a really good time to install something when I'm knee deep buried in SQL data and stuff, trying to figure out what's broken.
You've been working on code for 7 hours. Windows is shutting down your computer.
Mm-hmm. I've had it before where now's a good time to go get coffee before I punch something. And I come back and, oh, Windows decided to update. That's great. I didn't need anything I had open.
And you punch something.
Uh-huh. I need that really big punchable enter key.
Yeah, you do. So that's what ended up happening with the laptop. It's working perfectly now, except for the fact that I had to brush up on Chinese because not everything translated over properly from Google. And some of the drivers, I had to get the OEM versions. Not like important drivers, but like the drivers for the RGB keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sound Blaster suite. So I had to go ahead and grab the Chinese drivers for them.
I got nothing.
You've got nothing. Gotta have something.
Nope. Nothing.
Just that wiped.
Yep.
It's the gin and tonic, isn't it?
No.
No.
I'm okay with making another one.
Well, maybe you should make another one.
Then I'd have to leave this. I can't carry the microphone all the way to the kitchen.
Ah, I knew I should have texted you beforehand and told you to get another drink. Now we know for next time.
Now you know. Do-do-do-do!